Eloquent Voice presents The Defenders and Other Stories by Philip K. Dick. Read by William Kuhn. And now, the gun. The captain peered into the eyepiece of the telescope. He adjusted the focus quickly. "It was an atomic fission we saw, all right," he said presently. He sighed and pushed the eyepiece away. "Any of you who wants to look may do so, but it's not a pretty sight."
"Let me look," Tance, the archaeologist, said. He bent down to look, squinting.
"Good Lord!"
He leaped violently back, knocking against Doral, the chief navigator.
"Why did we come all this way, then?"
Doral asked, looking around at the other men.
"There's no point even in landing. Let's go back at once."
"Perhaps he's right," the biologist murmured. "But I'd sure like to look for myself, if I may." He pushed past Tance and peered into the sight. He saw a vast expanse, an endless surface of gray, stretching to the edge of the planet. At first he thought it was water, but after a moment he realized that it was slag, pitted, fused slag, broken only by hills of rock jutting up at intervals. Nothing moved or stirred. Everything was silent. Dead.
"I see," Fomar said, backing away from the eyepiece.
"Well, I won't find any legumes there." He tried to smile, but his lips...